Somebody else's. Oh, thank you.
We acknowledge and honor the Aboriginal people of whose ancestral homelands we live, the Ikirak Kutsum band of the Shasta Nation, including the original past Indigenous inhabitants, as well as the diverse Native communities who make their home here today. We also recognize and acknowledge the Shasta village of Kawakupak, where the crow flies, that is now the Ashland City Plaza.
Thank you very much. And you handled that very well. You didn't even have us. I always have to pause before those. Anyway, now as we can look over the agenda, it really doesn't have any actions per se. We did take one action, I guess, because relative to the foundation's presentation on the fountain, but is there anything else that should be added to the agenda? No? Then we can move to the approval of the minutes, which is way back in December.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes, December 7th.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
And is there any discussion about these? Okay. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
All those no, and it's passed. And we don't have a public forum, and we could ask the mayor to make a liaison report. Well, look at you haven't been mayor for 24 hours yet, have you?
But I was your liaison since last week, so we're in good shape.
Which, you know, what have you been doing?
Congratulations.
Minutes for the last 5 years.
So we are, I would just say, I would like to give a little bit of an update on kind of the process that we're in. So last night, the council has appointed me to move into the mayor's position. And what that does is it vacates a second councilor position. So the process that the council has underway right now to receive applications for the council position, we will select two from that pool. Okay. So we have two new counselors coming. Generally, it's the counselors who are the liaisons to the standing committees. So once we have the two new people on, we'll revisit the liaison appointments and you'll get a new one. But you're stuck with me until we get to that point. As of last week, we knew that we were going to be in this transitional period no matter what happened, and didn't want to leave any committees without a liaison. Well, so there'll be a quick handoff, but I appreciate actually having this time here because this is one of the committees that I know the least about. So I've already learned a bunch from there and from reading your summary, and it's great to meet all of you who I haven't met before, and happy to answer any questions if you have them about kind of the connection to the council and the liaison work, anything like that.
I have a question about that relative to what Derek was informing us of, that I think you said, Derek, that for the attendance record, that technically the code says we're supposed to report every 6 months. I don't know that that's been done.
It hasn't, I'm sure, been done during COVID.
Okay.
I think we could re-begin that, go back to when we started in-person meetings and start from there. Okay. I'll probably give you the last 6 months of attendance records.
Okay.
And bring that to the next meeting.
And that just is a reporting requirement. Yeah.
And when that reporting requirement was originally imposed, the commissions would come through and say, you know, Commissioner A, B, and C haven't met their attendance requirements. We recommend that the mayor remove them. We quickly got away from that because we had a long time where we didn't have the commission fully staffed to begin with. So it basically became, we do a report, it shows who was here and who wasn't. We pass that up the chain, and whatever happens with it happens.
But one would think there'd be some conversations with the members who were not.
But we just haven't made it a point where the commission needs to weigh in on whether
maybe
a vote to remove someone.
Maybe once we get the liaison, we could start then kind of keeping track. So anybody else have a comment on that at all? But That was my only question.
Well, and I would just to speak to that, I think when a committee gets into that situation,
yeah.
I think it's often helpful to have a different voice respond to that attendance record. The mayor has appointed someone to a position. If they're not showing up, it makes sense that the mayor would reach out to that person and sit down and talk with them after having talked with the council, with the committee chair, to find out kind of the details behind any sort of relevant information that might be necessary for that conversation. So at whatever point, I know that, you know, different situations can require different things, but just so you know, going forward, if we're, you know, I think we should start doing those attendance reports again, so that whoever, you know, might need some conversation comes up, you know, floats up to the top, so that I can tell right. who that is. And, so,
and as chair, I would feel a responsibility to talk to that person before.
Yeah.
That,
and
that
some chairs do, and some chairs are not yeah, comfortable doing that. So, right. however it works for you all is fine.
But thank you. That's been clarification. So we are now up to the discussion item. So should we start with the hard stuff? Do you want to go? Let's start with where it says we're starting. Historic Preservation Week, which I thank you very much again for, because I couldn't read mine on that. We're trying to, I think it's cool that I thought Ms. Graham, what might want to know is that we're trying to get people to not have to mail these big packets with all this paper, and everybody's doing really well at getting it online. But I couldn't get this to readable, and so thank you for making this readable. And do you want to describe the process, how it's been? As I understand it, we just go the list, and Dale, who is the chair before me, went through this a lot, but we just go down through the list and try to divide up who's going to make a visit on site to take a picture, right? And then that is going to be what in the March meeting, because we're trying to get ahead of the May date when we have the awards presentation. So these are all related. Are these actually all the planning actions we've acted on? They represent the full or the main ones there?
Yes, all that's ready.
Yeah, I think that they've gone through the process and have occupancy approval now.
Oh, okay. So I didn't add them up, but there's quite a few. And we usually, as I recall, so several people. We could give several properties to one person, right?
Yeah.
Is there any of these properties that?
Well, typically we start at the top.
Yes.
And if anybody knows about the project or are familiar with it, because we haven't had a review board, we may not be familiar with them then. But some people may know something about them.
And of course.
And then if we get, half of them or three quarters of them seem like they ought to be looked at and checked out, then we can assign that to groups to take photos and make evaluations.
Okay. So it's still, we do need a photo though of everyone, don't we?
No.
No, we don't.
No.
Just the ones that we think
are meritorious.
That we think should be
considered
for an award. But rather than, you know, say there's four people giving, you know, the first person, the first five, we should go, you know, like one, two, three, depending on how many people we have, so that one person doesn't get all the additions.
Right.
And
that's what
somebody else, all the single family.
Right.
So we should like go one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And we decide how many people, you know.
And as we go through them, people can make clear whether they're already familiar.
We've worked in pairs before,
yeah,
I think.
That makes
sense. Others worked with Keith. And
you're alone now.
And I think last year we did it. We worked individually.
I think we did last year.
Yeah.
And I think also because on-site visits, we're saying that that's one of the things we're getting clear about.
It won't be. It won't matter for this because this is a word. It's not a planning action, so this has already been approved. So it won't matter.
That's, how about that? Would people prefer to keep it in visual schedule or work in pairs?
Because there's eight of us, there would be four pairs. Groups of two.
Yeah.
It seems like doing it together in pairs might be good.
Yeah.
Just because two people can evaluate it, but that's fine if we want to just have
one person does it and gets some good photographs.
That's fine. That's more flexible in terms of scheduling it.
I agree.
Doing it your own way.
Okay.
I see some properties that are really close to my house that I could just.
A practical idea.
So we should go through a call first.
Great photo.
I know ours are all pulled. Thank you.
Okay, so why don't you go for it there, Katie?
Okay. Close to me is nine.
May I just suggest, yes? Do we want to eliminate them first?
Yeah, let's call for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and eliminate
then,
ones.
Then once we eliminate them, then we'll just number them 1 through 8.
Because I don't know what they look like.
So you guys are doing it individually?
Correct.
We are.
Okay. We're going to close it first.
But we're going to correct. Okay, so
are we going to look at a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're going to look at pictures if I have pictures.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
You can just.
Yeah, we could. I just may not show the work that's been done because they may not be up to date.
Well, the first one's just right there.
That's right. So it was a move.
So the first, so the not.
Oh, yeah, the cottage was always on granite, and they moved it down. Behind the house.
Oh.
And it should get an award.
It should.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, let's agree.
But they saved that house.
Yeah.
And look,
the bungalow was saved.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a go. Huh?
Anybody know about 914 Siskiyou? What is it? Beside the garage and the area?
Derek looking for pictures of him.
Behind the house that received an award? Where the big tree was there and then it wasn't there?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Over by Lincoln?
Yeah.
That's fine. It looks significant enough. I've seen it in a garage.
It's Bishop. Bishop is the last name. Kim Bishop?
Yeah, I think it's the one that's right next to Lincoln School. Right on. I could be wrong. Anyway.
So that's one that I could take if you want.
Well, that one is nearly done.
I'm not sure how close it is to being done, so yeah.
Oh, it's not nearly done.
Okay.
Oh,
so I love it.
So should we do it?
Yeah, it's very likely. Much
more better. So that's 914.
Yeah, I think you should take that off because it's definitely not done.
Anybody know about Second Street?
That was the one that Sam went by last year. That said would be maybe ready this year, and it's still no finals on that one.
Okay, so it's worth looking at.
And then, yeah, Laurel
Street
addition and remodel, second story. That's kind of a big project.
Okay.
We're going to,
131 Church.
I drive by church every day, and
you're not crazy about this one.
She has put a different style window in every room of the house, I swear. The way the panes, I think she's remodeled the house. It was actually very much intact. Oh, but I think maybe somebody else.
Is there remodel?
I think it's remodel.
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 Say remodel. I think remodel. My word for people messing up all the time.
But there's
something
to
say.
You're
going to
be okay with somebody.
I didn't mean that. No, it's a common.
Again, if it's something that's already been built, even if you may not like it, it would be instructive to look at it as a group.
So all right.
We can eliminate it.
And anyway,
I know anything about it? So let's. Bedroom addition and bath could be right in front. You might want to let's look at it. It's fine.
Should
try the one, Allison?
Try to be like looking at the pictures. Should we pull up the pictures of the houses?
We're going to do it.
We are going to
be a group process once we do it. The process is that we all will go, if we all get three projects, look at the projects, take pictures of them. We'll have a second meeting, and you'll give your evaluation looking at the picture, and then kind of decide whether it makes sense or not.
We all vote on.
Trying to get the pictures now, we don't
need to be basically doing the first cut.
For those that we know,
So why Dale is saying, let's just do it, it's so that we get a picture. And Phoenix, that's where you live.
And I sold it to them, and I know them well. It's across the street from me, and it's barely started.
Oh,
next year we might want to look at it, but it's barely started.
Yeah, 368 Phoenix is involved. Okay. 912.
That one needs to move. That's part of 914 fiscue. That one will move to next year.
Okay. Very good. Main's East Main is a single family home. Should we just just put it out, put it down?
Could we do Allison? 501 Allison?
Yeah, we are going to look at that.
Okay.
We haven't assigned it yet.
We'll sign next after these. And then B Street. Oh, demo.
These are all like
and good. Rebuild. Anybody?
That's a new construction.
Oh, and,
yeah. Okay.
Are you crossing it off?
No.
Oh, it should be looked at. Is it? Okay. Well, we didn't hear
that. We talked about it last year. We did talk about it last year. And what they've done is they've this year done a garage, but we talked about
that. Oh, yeah, that's right. Year. So 241-7. Should we put it? Nobody knows anything about it. And nothing, they're completed, you think, Regan?
They're final, yes.
Okay. Then multifamily residence is the, it's Laurel. So it says, they're waiting on 164. So this is a huge, this is a duplex.
Yeah.
It's it's a big unit because there's several
units. I mean, they kind of renovated the units at the street and then adding a unit in the back. And I don't think they finished the unit in the back, but the stuff at the street is done.
And is it worthy of
it's one that Vadima Gokhanov did. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you've seen it.
They haven't done the back.
They haven't done the back unit, which was, the front units were finished.
Does it make sense to give an award?
It probably makes sense to go out and look at it. I don't know that it's what you want to give an award to.
Well, because it's incomplete.
I mean, it's from the street. It's not going to change from what it is now.
Okay. And the
unit in the back is, there's units along the street and along the alley. Okay. And so the next unit's going to be entirely interior.
Okay. Then that makes sense. Mixed use is on 145
Main. That's that building that Eric Benetti.
Oh.
Good.
Okay. Well, what,
that old gas station.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
The Plaza North on 145. That's also his.
No, that's on North First.
Yeah, that's first, the new building right across from the post office.
Oh, okay. So we'll keep that. 762 A Street, commercial and living space.
And the only thing I don't know about that is I heard a rumor she may be in litigation with the city. Something. So I might want to check.
You want to check on that before? Yeah. And then you could, if it's all clear, we could can call me and I could take that picture. Anyway, go into the commercial.
Do you want to X that one or just?
I think I'll check on it and find out. But you can take a picture.
Yeah, let's.
Take a picture because he tells me that there's
whatever.
My inclination is you may not want to give an award once you take a picture of it, but
okay, we're crossing it out.
I think so. I think so. Okay, so that was 7762 A Street. Okay, that's crossed off. All right, then 599 East Main.
Expired.
So that's crossed. And 48 Fifth. That's upgrades to the sanctuary.
That's the same.
Oh, is that on East Main? Corner
that's like
of East Main?
Part of that same building, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
the building. Yeah, I don't think there's anything you want to.
He hadn't done anything to that either.
Yeah.
So it's scratched?
Yeah.
Okay. The 550 East Main Heritage House. Deck Bridge.
Yeah, let's move that one too.
Like scratch it.
Yeah.
Work hadn't started.
Okay. Remodel and addition of Plexus building. Oh, that's a big one.
And that one's not.
It's really not finished.
The work is still underway, and they've already scaled back so that that glass
second story
addition is not going to happen at this point. I think they found that through construction materials have gone up so much that they just didn't have the budget for it.
Well, it won't be high.
So, like, and they've just been doing interior.
It's almost entirely interior remodel. I think they've done a little bit of one of the dormers and some of the windows, but not. I mean,
so you could still no change.
There won't. I don't think. Yeah.
Okay, so we've got. Okay. Good for you. You're way ahead of me. 13. So if we get. Are there some now, Katie? You said somebody that was close to you.
The only ones that I can do, I mean, so 501 Allison is right in the corner from me.
Okay.
And I know 145 North Main, so I could do those too. I could walk to it. But if anybody else wants them, I don't care.
And I see these are. There's no conflict involved for the people who are working on it because we would have heard of it.
I think you should maybe bear. Maybe some people don't feel comfortable and don't want to do the photograph.
Okay.
I think you should find out how many people, you know,
are okay
with it, and then just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 4.
Oh, like you said before, when we're going to do, I thought we decided to do 8.
When did we do 8?
Was that it?
Yeah.
So we're going to get 1.5 each.
And is there any, how about just if anybody not wanting to do it? Yeah, your game. That's good. But I think it's good to ask. So to get the dispersion that you were talking about, Sam, we'll just go. How do we do
this? You want to be Thomas first? You want to be first?
I don't care.
Okay, put Sam on that one.
On the historic bungalow on Granite, that's what we're doing, right?
And I'll do
okay.
Since you're next in line, do you want to do them or not?
No, I can do one. Okay, sure.
So you're next
for the second street, okay? And then Laurel Street is you.
I'll do one.
Okay. Who's up? Oh, somebody. Katie's already got some.
Four.
Need to have them though. I don't care.
Well, we can do it. Katie's doing 501 Allison. And then under mixed use, 145 North Main.
145 North Main.
Right. And so we're up to Piper. Do you want to do the church? 131 Church?
131 Church. Got it.
And Bill, you're okay with Iowa? That one?
Just a minute.
830 Iowa. It's under addition.
Okay.
Room second, addition with a second group there.
And then we go down to 761 East Main, and that would be Shelby. Is that okay with you?
Yep. Do we want to assign one to Eric, too?
Oh, yeah, we should.
Just go to B Street.
We'll give him B Street. Okay. And then 7th Street, we're back to Sam.
Oh, okay.
And the big one, oh, that's me. Oh, what a responsibility. No, I can do it.
So that one's off 761.
It's out.
Say it again.
Okay, then
761 Main.
First Street. Yeah, 145 North First. That is Dale. And
761 Main.
This is pretty easy. I mean, there haven't been.
Why is there so many, no?
Well, there haven't been as many projects done.
Because of the pandemic again, you think? I mean,
interest rates, interest rates, the pandemic, material costs, labor pool.
Came through here, they presented it here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said, this is what we're going to use.
No, no.
That don't go before the
yeah. 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 So somebody did an addition or somebody did an accessory unit or a duplex. The things that don't require land use actions don't come to this group. If we had the review board still operating, they would come to the review board.
Yeah. Usually would be from somebody would be familiar with
yeah.
the review board. Okay, so in this case, are you guys clear as to what we're doing?
Totally not.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Next question.
I'm going to start by saying, whether it stood as dead, the context here is that we're preparing for the Historic Preservation Awards that we give during Historic Preservation Week.
Which is when?
In May.
Oh, thank you. And
do we know the date?
And I asked. Yeah,
they're two different.
Tanya should get one too. Well, you may have seen it. But those are for the new people that Regan was kind enough to make some copies of the previous programs. So I'm so sorry. That was really bad that I didn't even. So what we're doing is
roulette.
Yeah. We have a process where we cut some out like we just did that aren't finished or not worth taking photos of those. And then we come back in March and look at the photos, discuss how they meet the design standards and what makes them worthy of an award. And then the final step of that process is that we each take in those booklets, you'll see that individual member of HPAC, say now, write up something for the awards program. So the narratives that you're seeing are something we share responsibility for. And we also, in addition to awards for building projects, we sometimes have individual awards. And is there any other kind of award?
Civic.
What? Oh, the Civic Award. That's right.
Is there like an awards night or is it just done here?
No. This is the program you're looking at is a big deal. It's our big event of the year.
But it's usually like midday at the community center or wherever we can
find a place. That's our problem this year. So it was a big deal to organize. We invite all the awardees.
Yeah.
We talk about their, you know, we sometimes read the narrative, but hopefully more interesting than that, talk about the property and then give them an award. So it's, do we have refreshments too or something?
We have in the past.
Not last year. Wait, did we?
Probably because
last year, but we have
because we were in pandemic too.
Yeah.
So that is the program. That's our big pro event. And that's something that is probably the only publicity we get for historic preservation. And of course, as you saw, as we're going to talk about in the retreat, we talked about having other activities to raise awareness about historic preservation. So I'm sorry that was so out of context. Is that clear now?
Yeah, that was my guess of what we were doing, but you didn't actually say. So.
I know.
I
guess I thought it was by osmosis. So sorry.
No, okay. Other questions about how we photograph?
Yeah.
Front, sides, down the alleys.
So eventually we'll pick one picture. Go up on the screen during the presentation. And the person who wrote this would read what they wrote describing the building. And so these are examples of how you might describe a building. And you would pick this particular one on the left-hand side is a two-story addition. And it's showing the two-story addition as it relates to the original 1918 house or something.
So
you get to see a whole picture of what was done.
And I think in practice, I I took several photos, and then Brandon, who was that person, would select one. But I think the main point Dale's saying is the right one. I took that picture for the same reason.
Yeah. And once we choose 5 awards at our next meeting, then we still might go back and shoot them again.
Yes.
Right.
That's something terrible.
Yeah. And but this is not you're not necessarily having to go take a presentation with a photo right now. It's just to give an idea of what's there.
Yeah.
But if it's an addition, you want a picture of the addition.
You could have 2 or 3 pictures to show us what was done.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. And so everybody has their assignments.
Hey, Beverly, I think Bill wanted to say something.
Like, yes. Oh, sorry, Bill.
I was just wondering, with Reagan's job changing, who will we be contacting for plans and contractor and designer? Okay, step.
Well, we're very glad that you're not leaving.
Most everything is digital.
Yeah.
So I can email you guys.
But you do want these photos. There's a deadline.
But I don't remember. I'll know more in March. Like once you guys come back in March and decide what you're going to.
Oh, but we need the photos.
But as far as getting the photos to us, if you get them.
Before the next meeting.
A week before the next meeting. Yeah, it should be like March 1st.
Let's make a note of that in a minute. That we
send them to Gary.
Send them to me.
You, and he's a photographer. You can.
I have a camera.
No, you're a good photographer. Okay.
Just to take a picture of a bathroom addition.
Be the exterior.
It's just
it's what I'm thinking of. It's on the side of the building. I mean, and if you have a question, let me know, and I can probably get you a plan view of it to show you.
Okay.
What you're trying to capture.
Sometimes they're in the back. Can't take pictures of them.
I know.
We can't enter. So it's just
sometimes you have to knock on the door and tell people who they wouldn't be okay if I do
that. I mean, I think you can do that, but I mean, I would not go on the property if you haven't gotten permission from them.
Yeah,
I mean, if you don't knock on the door, stick to what you're
saying that to me because you know that's something I would do.
We have had people who. We have people call for inspections and then get mad that we come to the property. So
they do?
Yes.
Even when they're that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're gonna try to end this meeting by 7 o'clock because
thought we were done.
Well, we have one more item, which is the handout about the overview of the retreat.
This looks long.
And maybe we should just
nighttime reading.
I think the one thing we could look at is the priorities and goals that are about trying to promote greater awareness. We talked about getting more attention to the importance of historic preservation. The second one, it talks about the review board. And Derek, are we on track to see the building open so that we can initiate review boards?
I don't know when we're going to get there, but I think between hiring, we have a second front office person, and we should have the 2 new positions filling shortly. And I know Brandon is talking to the city manager about increasing the hours that we're open. So I think we're getting there. Good. I just don't have a drop dead date for you.
Right. Okay. So that's underway. But the second paragraph under priorities and goal is an important conversation that we talked pretty much at length about is trying to promote conversations earlier in the process with historic preservation. And review board was one of the ways we had opportunities for earlier conversations that gave the applicant, owner, developer, whatever, ideas about where our design standards, how that might apply, what changes they might have to make. And that builds a collaborative model, which I think is helpful, rather than people feeling like we're obstructing things kind of at the end. We're trying to work against that. And we talked about, that conversation, though, is dictated somewhat by the procedures of the planning process. And so, but the review boards usually always, how would you describe for new people here, what stage of the process the review boards got involved in that allowed us earlier input for the planning process?
The review board provided a few options. So for those of you that don't know, the review board was an informal group, subgroup of this commission, where usually 3 to 4 members of the commission would be available Thursday afternoons, starting at 3 or 3:15. And people that had building permits that were in process of being reviewed would come in and talk to the review board and get design feedback from the commission. You'd look at sign permits. You'd also talk to property owners or people that might be looking at buying property about what they might want to do and how it fit with the design standards. You might give a homeowner some advice on some, you know, minor renovation that may not even require permit review, just that they were looking for some detail like that. And also look at some planning actions would have conditions on them that said before building permit issuance, they would come back and resolve some issue or demonstrate something in their plans. So there'd be, you know, a design of some architectural element on the facade of one of the buildings on the plaza when they put that balcony out overlooking the plaza. And you'd look at those details and say that they met what the commission was looking for, or just reviewing building permits, like larger scale commercial building permits that were.
Who was on the review?
So it would rotate every week. So at the regular meeting, usually the last item on the agenda was review board assignments, and everybody would sort of look at the dates for that calendar for the next month, and you'd sign up for a couple of the review boards. And so it would be a different group each week, but usually 3 or 4 people, or 2 or 3 people.
The consistency was always Terry.
Yeah, Terry was always there.
Institution
portion. Yeah, and we kept kind of a diary.
Yeah.
We still will.
Yeah, we will.
So, you know, we could always check back in that. And I think it was a good.
So, I wanted to say that is an example then of where the 2 or 3 years I've been on, 3 years maybe, or whatever. It was an opportunity for people to get input from some of the historic HVAC members. And then a lot of times when that comes before us as a full body, then there's some information that can be shared in addition to what's presented to the applicant. So it's a way of getting that early input that builds.
Form that as soon as the new hires.
That's yeah, what
we'll
Derek's
be bringing it back as soon as we have the staff to support you in a place to have it happen.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, do you need help? Oh, sorry. Back to the quickly this. I remember you guys said we don't have a place for this yet. For the awards.
Yeah, I don't. I usually do it at Pioneer Hall.
Yeah.
And I don't know that's an option.
Sure. How many people?
150, right?
50. Yeah, 50.
What's the problem with Pioneer Home?
Well, I don't know what the contract is or anything. If I can get it, I don't know who's actually overseeing it or anything. So I haven't tried yet. So my other option was maybe the Ashland Library.
And so, okay.
Unless we could find somebody that has one of the awardee buildings that wants to host us.
Oh, okay. So, and then other things on this list, is about ideas for promoting communication with realtors and new home buyers. But I talked with Piper, who's who's our vice chair, about the possibility of looking at this upcoming historic preservation week and possibly adding an event during that week that could be taking some of these ideas and for greater public awareness, whether it's informing people of the fact that this is federal standards, that educate them about the source of the design standards, all that kind of thing, so that they're better informed of why we are operating with these design standards. And so I was thinking if somebody would be, if we could have a small 2-3 people, because we have to not meet a quorum. If we had a total of 2 or 3 people who wanted to work with me on trying to propose something for Historic Preservation Week, that would be just brainstorm about things we want to do. Anybody interested? But I, rather than taking the time of the whole, that would be a subcommittee. Now that we're a committee, I can say it's a subcommittee, I guess. Anybody, raise your hands if you're interested in. Well, Katie, you've been interested in public.
I have. I feel like maybe I could do it if someone
with
like
longer,
you guys with experience,
with, yeah,
do it too. I don't think.
Well, you we I sorry, I was going to call you ahead of time, but I think because remember you were participating in that group that was in the big conference with certified local government, and it was all about.
Together now.
Okay. And anybody yes. else? Oh, good. So that'll make 3. We'll do other ones.
Okay.
Anybody, unless somebody's dying to participate. I think that's a good idea to see if we can come up with another event. Okay. So,
let's do it.
Do I have one other?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Shelby's going to do it with 2.
Okay. Okay. Oh, that's 4. We're good.
Because we need to learn.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you very much.
I told you
what. So that needs to be in the minutes that we're going to form a subcommittee. Dale, Katie, Shelby, and me. Okay. And we'll follow up with some kind of a recommendation for them. Because we don't have
to do that. I thought you were going toward Historic Realtor of the Year must be present to win, and then you get them all in a room and have to listen to you.
Interesting proposal.
The dates for Historic Preservation Week are at the top of the
list. Yeah, so that's right. And but I think this it would be worth just brainstorming it.
And you have an idea. We're going to do that we usually do that on a Thursday.
The Tuesday, awards. Wednesday, or Thursday. Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, whatever.
So there's no set date for the award ceremony, is what you're saying.
So you said it.
Okay.
Do you guys have to be there? Is it just the 4 of us in like a coffee
shop? Yeah, the subcommittee is just the 4 of you, but the, yeah. And somebody should take notes.
Yeah.
And then we need to set a date. We get there, the date for the actual event.
Right. And that we can we do next month, though? Or should, yeah. So what we're doing is making a draft proposal for the group to discuss an idea. Okay. Does that make sense, Shelby?
Yes.
So I'm wondering why we wouldn't set a date.
You don't need.
Go for it.
Huh? For what? Their words or what do you guys need?
Why don't we do that?
Well, do we see what's available? You got to give me like a couple dates. Because if I'm calling the library, I need like a Tuesday or Thursday or some, in case they're booked.
So, I thought we don't do it on Tuesday because you guys have planning commitment or something.
That's probably a good
yeah, plan. That's
so
a good
it
idea.
Seems like it was always Wednesday or Thursday. So either one of those 2 days is probably fine.
Wednesday or Thursday?
And then you can get the banner up on the across the road.
I already am on that already.
Perfect.
Yep.
So we have a historic banner that goes across the east of Maine or north.
Right.
Maine. So we're
you have seen it.
Wow.
17th or 18th of May.
What's that?
17th or 18th of
May. Okay.
Yes, that would be right.
So well, we won't have Terry to hold the mausoleum open.
Yeah. We'll
who knows? And do we want to think about reaching out to Peter Finkel about a walking tour since Terry's probably not going to be doing tours?
Red Fire.
Yeah.
South Fire Station.
Would you want to call him? I don't remember him doing a walking tour
Bear would come and give a.
Okay, I want to get break about it.
I want to get us back to the body of the world because we're almost done, but I'm losing control. So, Dale,
based on the event we had, the retreat that we reviewed so many things, we had talked about making a list of things that this group could discuss and educate our own selves about where to go regarding some of these things that have been mentioned here. And so we could kind of see where we would get most bang for our buck, and it's education, I think, that we probably came to the conclusion of. But that the 10-year plan that was done by Kimberly Fitzgerald in Salem is just full of stuff to do. And so I was wondering if we could...
Oh, yeah.
Either at the next meeting come up with a priority or...
Well,
for a list, and then maybe we could rate the priorities and just simple language about what we might want to do. And then that would help us educate ourselves and try to target the public in the best way we can educate
okay,
them.
Okay, now you lost me because these are the priorities that we talked about. Mm-hmm. So are you saying we should use the Salem?
Well, no, I'm just saying that has so much... detail in it,
right.
What we could do. It had stuff about changing some of our ordinances.
I mean, I think what we talked about at the retreat was bringing that back to meetings kind of regularly as an item when there's not,
when we have
meetings, planning
have
actions to review.
Like today.
Like today we would have, the last hour dedicated to reviewing
one
the preservation
of those
plan.
Priorities.
Yeah. But I besides that, I could probably think of five or six more that we can look at and kind of prioritize together. And then my assumption is that because we don't have any planning actions in the historic district anymore, we're not going to have much review here unless it's commercial or a site review.
What?
Wait a minute. That's true, Dale.
Yeah. What did you say?
In other words, most of our work was ARUs, and we're not going to look at
that. That's true. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, we won't be looking at ARUs other than
so it seems like we're just going to have a lot of time that we won't be reviewing the projects.
Yeah.
And that list can then fill those slots as we know what our agenda is each month.
But where do we come up with the list to identify priorities from? That's the narrative. But
I would probably make them just more concise, include all the things that Beverly and Kimberly did in Salem. And I could do that.
That's right.
And then
what you're wanting is a process though where we lay out all the possibilities of what we could work on as a commission, as a advisory committee. Right. And then at the March meeting, just go through and people vote for
at least understand what they are. And somebody might read that list and say, I'd like to work on that individually or something.
Yeah. Okay. Are you highly motivated, everybody? So, yeah, let's do that for next time. And Dale makes a good point about the extra time because we usually haven't. The reason we have the retreat is we hardly had any time because we were reacting and we're trying to be more proactive. That's always helpful. Any other comments before we conclude? Well, congratulations again to Regan for coming through all that those years.
Yeah.
And I appreciate everybody coming up to the park to look at that. It was pretty bad looking, actually, wasn't it? But anyway, is there, do we need a motion to adjourn? Maybe? Yeah.
No, you can.
I can take the power.
Do you have the power to just adjourn anytime you want?
No, you need a motion. I don't. Who wants to come in? No, I didn't think so. I feel better. But you wanted to make a motion to adjourn. Say you're ready to leave.
We thought it was just grab the hammer and go.
Yeah, that's why we took the gavel away.
And that's why I'm not here to
ever make the training site where somebody took a gavel during the meeting and threw it at something.
Not our meeting, somewhere else.
Okay, so Sam's made a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
And all in favor?
Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you in March. And I think March is going to be the 7th Wednesday again.
Yes, the
8th. Okay.
Thank you, Mayor.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And good.